West Wing creator Aaron Sorkin, Better Voters Key to Defeating Trump. By Hannah Blow on October 7, 2019. Hollywood screenwriter Aaron Sorkin suggested that better voters are key to defeating President Trump in 2020. Telling the audience at Friday's 20th anniversary screening of Two Cathedrals at New York's Paley Fest that we are living in unnerving times. Sorkin told the audience that we are living in unnerving times. Particularly over the past week and fielded questions from individuals in the audience. One of whom thanked the producer for teaching civics on his award-winning political show. Sorkin stressed the importance of the subject, adding that it results in better voters. The Moneyball screenwriter, who chalked up Trump's historical victory as a win for the KKK, white nationalists, sexists, racists, buffoons, and angry white men, took a veiled shot at Trump supporters, suggesting that a lack of informed voters in society results in the tribalism that we have with Donald Trump. We need to make better voters. Otherwise, it's bound to descend into the tribalism that we have, he said, according to Variety. Another audience member told Sorkin that we need better candidates and need to eliminate the two-party system. While Sorkin agreed with the general sentiment, he stuck to his initial assertion, arguing that better voters get us better candidates. I think, in a democracy, how can it not ultimately be the responsibility of the voters? Sorkin asked. We're right to point to all the people we're pointing at right now in Washington saying, this is so un-American, what's going on? But when are voters going to bear some responsibility? Every 4 years, there's this incredible opportunity. Because most people don't have time to do much more than to get through their day and get food on the table and take care of their kids. But every 4 years, we have the opportunity to hear a great debate and make great progress, he continued. We never hear the great debate. It's Hillary's emails. It's wasted every time, and that is so frustrating, Sorkin added. Sorkin has remained a vocal critic of the president, once describing Trump as a really dumb guy with an observable psychiatric disorder. Categorizing the president as dumb is one of Sorkin's go-to critiques. The Molly's Game director repeated his long-held assessment during an interview with Vanity Fair last month, calling the president staggeringly, breathtakingly dumb. We're living in a world of just crude politics, corruption in plain sight, out-and-out lying, and a staggeringly, breathtakingly dumb person in the Oval Office, Sorkin told the outlet. It's hardly the first time my candidate didn't win. In fact, it's the sixth time, but it is the first time a thoroughly incompetent pig with dangerous ideas, a serious psychiatric disorder, no knowledge of the world and no curiosity to learn has, the Oscar winner wrote. The Ku Klux Klan won last night, he proclaimed. White nationalists. Sexists, racists and buffoons. Angry young white men who think rap music and Cinco de Mayo are a threat to their way of life, or are the reason for their way of life, have been given cause to celebrate.